Once you answer a question, it determines what you feed on. We always win. We have already won. We are appropriating our victory. And that's what I'm asking. Who are you? Are you a survivor or a savior? We have entered the age of the governing church. A church that feeds on the diet of saviors. Our native weapon is prayer. Shekepa. Out there with fasting. Likepo. When your coast is too small, the scriptural accredited response is a fight. City takers are warriors. Teaching on the portrait of a city taker. Hallelujah. All right, so you can call this the portrait of a city taker, part one. Glory to God. The portrait of a city taker. And tonight, I'll just major on two things. So that's the subtitle for tonight's teaching. The portrait of a city taker. Waiters and warriors. Amen. Waiters to wait and to war. Waiters and warriors. Hi. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Waiters and warriors. The power of God is here tonight. Glory to God. Now the Lord has put up City Takers Conference to strengthen our hands to conquer and to build. I don't know how many of you noticed the pattern. He didn't say to strengthen our hands to build and to conquer. No. To conquer and to build. Because to truly build anything on this side of eternity, your hands must be empowered to conquer first, then you build. It's impossible to take anything. It's impossible to build anything significant on the earth if you don't know how to war, if you don't know how to conquer. So the Spirit of God has gathered us these 4 days to strengthen our hands to conquer and to build. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what a joy. He's already doing it. Amen. Yesterday was explosive. Today is already explosive. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. All right, the portrait of a city taker. The question is, has this thing gotten to you? You know, from November last year, we've been shouting, we are city takers. Of course, we didn't come up with that just from our minds. The Spirit of God inspired us. The Spirit of God revealed to us. And He told us that we have entered into the season of taking cities and nations. Glory to God. And then I began to teach. I've done many teachings along this line. Amen. From November last year till now. Hallelujah. Even some of my itinerant ministries, itinerant teachings are taught on that. So my question to you tonight is, are you convinced that truly you're a city taker? Are you convinced that what God has on His mind concerning you is really what matters? You know, I tell people there's a picture that God has on His mind concerning you. And that is very important. What others think about you is not as important as what God thinks. Amen. In fact, the picture that religious Christianity has painted for you is not important. What's important is what God has on His mind concerning you. Pause to think about it. When God thinks about me, what's on His mind? When God thinks about my future, what's on His mind? And by the way, with God, your future is history. That means the things you are looking up to, the things you are thinking, 5 years from now, this is where I should be. Whether they are right or wrong, glory to God. Okay. The things you are meditating on, the things you are calling dreams and visions and ambitions, whatever category they fall into, all the things revealed in God's word concerning you, with God they are history. Hallelujah. That means sitting at God's feet to hear what He has to say concerning you and your future is attending history class. Oh God, this church is sleeping. Are you here? I know you are still under the power, but try and get excited at this word. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. All right, so when we talk about city takers, that is what is on God's mind. That is the perfect picture on God's mind. God is not bothered by where you are coming from. God is not intimidated by the failures, the disappointments of the past. God is not intimidated by how backward your natural background is. He's not. What they see is bigger than what you could ever dream of. What they see is bigger and larger than the biggest thing you can think of. That's what he sees. And you see, through the ministry of the Word and the Holy Spirit, he helps us to see what he sees. Glory to God. That means the proof that you are walking with God is that you are gaining God's perspective about yourself, about the earth, about the church, and about him. That is proof positive that you are walking with God. A genuine walk with God must translate to a change of perspective. Are you here? A genuine walk with God must translate to a change in the way you see things, in the way you see yourself. And every time you gain God's perspective, of course, you let go of the things you have known before. Can I get an amen? You let go of the mindset, the paradigm, the way of thinking, the conclusions you make before God. Open your eyes to see what he thinks. Hallelujah. So faith really means seeing things the way God sees them. Am I talking tonight? That's what faith is. Faith is not trying to sight your mind. No. It simply means you have gained God's perspective. And now you are seeing things the way God sees them. Irrespective of the definitions of others. Irrespective of the views of the world. What the world thinks. What your friend thinks. Those things are not important. What is on God's mind? And what does he see? Like the psalmist would say, Selah. Meaning you pause and think about it. When we call your name, Joyce, what is on God's mind? And hope you know God knows your name. Oh, he knows your name. He knows where you live. Why? You are his headquarters. He lives in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't make that up. It's in the Bible. You know, when the angel of the Lord was giving the address of Peter to Cornelius, have you ever wondered the details? He says, send men to fetch Peter. He's at the house of Simon the Tanner by the seaside, Lekos Kappa. Hallelujah. In the regions of Joppa, he gave a perfect description of where Peter was. That's amazing. That's amazing. He knows you by your name. Saul of Tarsus did not know that until he collided with him on the way to Damascus. The Bible said, they shine a light from heaven, brighter than a noonday sun. And he knocked him off his donkey or horse, whatever he was on. And he fell. And a voice came from heaven, speaking in the Hebrew tongue. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He was amazed that this Lord knew his name. And asked, Lord, who are you? He says, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. I'm the Jesus you are persecuting. But Jesus was in heaven. It was the church was persecuting. That tells you that we are one with him. Anything that touches the church touches him. He was already in heaven. But you know what Jesus said? He didn't say, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting my church? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting my people? No. He said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And when Saul asks who you are, who he was rather, he says, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. He knows your name. He knows your house. In fact, even when you change your name, he will change it with you. He will call you what you call yourself. Amen. You know, at the encounter on the way to Damascus, he called him Saul. Later on, when he met him, Paul, Saul was the one who changed his name to Paul. Guess what? When the Lord met him the next time, you know what he called him? Paul. Are you here? He called him Paul. And Paul means little. It was a name of humility he gave to himself. Glory to God. We are one with him. And there's something on his mind about us. There's something on his mind about the church. The church is not a weak... You see, as far as the picture that God sees is concerned, the church is not a weak, beggarly element. No. The church is not a weak, religious institution. that the governments and the business leaders of the world are trampling over. No. No. Our reality is what it is. And when we break it down to you, you see, what God says concerning you is bigger than what you currently see. A man who is still squatting, God sees that man as a landlord at a basic level now. A man who is still looking for transport to come to church, God sees the person as a city taker. Oh, that lady who doesn't have so much, and she's saying, Lord, why am I like this? Why did I come from this family? I don't have, is beginning to give a low self-esteem. When you turn on the lens through which God sees and you see yourself, tears will come out of your eyes. You are bigger than you appear. Oh, Wiggles ought to tell himself, I'm 1,000 times bigger on the inside than you see on the outside. Our reality is what God sees. And in the eyes of God, we are city takers. Oh, we are men and women of dominion. It doesn't matter where you are. Are we together? What is a portrait? A portrait is a descriptive picture. Amen. A graphic portrayal of something, representation of something. That's a portrait. Are you still here? That means there's a picture. There's a description of a city taker. And that's what I'm trying to do. Oh yes, there is. There's a posture of a city taker. There is. And truly begins with this identity. Who are you? Who are you really? Who are you? To some, they are just a fine girl that all the men are toasting. That's sad. That's not who you are. To some, they are described, they describe themselves by their weaknesses. That's not who you are. You are not what you do. Oh, I said that again. You are not what you do. Your very identity is locked in the revelation of Jesus. That means when you see him, now you see who you are. That prototype man, that God's perfect man that he sent to walk on the earth over 2,000 years ago. The Bible calls him the living logos, the word that became flesh. In John chapter 1 verse 13 to 14, he says, and the word became flesh, right? And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. And he added, and of his fullness have all we received. He actually continued by saying, he said the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And of his fullness have we all received. Grace heaped upon grace. Who are you? Who are you? This conference should solve the identity question for you. Who are you? This is not jump to say I'm a child of God. God loves. No. Who are you? Who are you? An understanding that will birth persuasion. An understanding that will control your mind, that will control your thinking, that will control your actions. Who are you? Who are you? Whose are you? This is not what to just rush over. After today, like I told you, this is a question the Spirit of God is asking you. Because many times, for God's people, you see, you are what you feed. You are what you eat. Are we together? And you see, for a congregation, for the body of Christ in a territory, a time will come where the diet will be tested. I can't remember where I was talking about that. I can't remember. It was in Abuja. Okay, it was in Abuja. I was in Abuja. Even here, I talked about it. Your diet will be tested. That means what you have been feeding on will be tested. It will be put to test. It has to be proven. Like it happened in the days of Daniel. When Daniel told the eunuch, he said, test us, give us this lean diet and test us.
after these days, 21 days or so. And the Bible says, when their diet was tested, they were 10 times better. Who are you? Who are you? Critical question. Who are you? You see, once you answer that question, it determines what you feed on. Yes. Oh, come on now. It determines what you feed on. Why did Daniel reject the food or the meat, the meat of the king, right? What was sacrificed to idols and all that. Why did he reject it? It was because he knew who he was. Glory to God. And that meant he had to be on a certain diet. Now, why am I asking this question? You see, I'm not going into my talk for the day. We're talking about the portrait of a city taker. You see, but sometimes when we teach about city taking, there are people in church who sit and they act as though we are not talking to them. Okay, they sit and they're hearing, okay, how does he apply to me? I just want to have a nice job, marry a beautiful wife, have 2-3 children, okay, have 2-3 cars, be able to pay their school fees, go abroad, pay my tithe on Sunday, amen, and wait for Jesus to come or be taken to heaven. But when we go in, you see, you can respond that no, that's normal. But when we go into your subconscious, that's what goes on. And that's what I'm asking. Who are you? Are you a survivor or a savior? Christian to meet attendance during services, carry a Christian name, live a nice life and go to heaven. Who are you? Who are you? Because we're in the age of the apostolic church. We have entered the age of the governing church. A church that feeds on the diet of saviors, on the diet of champions. Giant killer diet. Are you here? A church that fears nothing but God. A church that is confrontational. A church that is malignant. A church that is viral. A church that is invasive. A church that is advancing the frontiers of the kingdom in every sphere. We're in that age of the dominion of the church. He says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Gates are static. That means it's not the gate of hell that is moving, it is the church that is moving. That means as we are moving, when we meet the gate, we dismantle them. Who are you? Who are you? Are you just a nice Christian who is trying to live a nice life? Struggling with this one today, struggling with this one tomorrow? Have you answered your name? Have you answered God's call? Oh, there's a name by which you are called. Well, the Bible says, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Talking about Jesus. There's a name by which you are called. Have you answered that name? Yeshua means Savior. And he says, by that name, every member of the body of Christ is called. Oh, you didn't get that. That means in the realm of the spirit, your name is Yeshua. Your name is Savior. Have you answered that name? The first man to answer that name in this dispensation, his name is Jesus the Christ. We saw how he lived. We saw what he lived for. You see, he wasn't in Jerusalem. Are you aware? He just visited to do ministry and went back to Capernaum. But all over the then Palestine and down to Rome. I told you, when Pilate was giving the report to Caesar, he stood before Caesar. He said, this man that they called Jesus, I stood before him one day and my legs were heavy. That is Pilate. He wrote a letter to Caesar. He said, for I fear that whatever this man has started, if it's a religion, if it qualifies to be called a religion, whatever it is, I fear it may take over Rome. And it did. Until Rome became the headquarter of Christianity. Carabaco session took up. Who are you? You see, it determines what Satan can wave in your eyes. Identity solves many issues, many things. Who are you? Who are you? Can you see the big picture yet? Can you see the big picture yet? Can you see the prize yet? You know, went to the supermarket some days ago to buy something. And then I turned, they were showing one theme, one Nigerian, African something. People were wearing, they say maybe Epic, they call it Epic or something. And no, I was amazed. I did not believe that people watched that until I was told that they still play them. I said, somebody sits down to watch this. There's a village boy who fell in love with the village girl. He's wearing this. They went to swear, you know, all those kind of things. No, I'm serious. I said, no, it's not true. It's not true. People don't watch this. It's not true. But I was told that people sit. The question I asked, I said, people sit down from beginning to the end to watch this. And then, what's going to your mind when you're watching it? What's going to your mind? Love in the village? Number one, are you in the village? What? Are you here? Who are you? Help me ask your neighbor, who are you? Have you sorted your identity issue? Who are you? Glory to God forevermore. You know, on God's mind, every believer has a city. Every believer has a city, including you listening to me, including you watching me on the screen. You have a city. You have a city. See, Christianity has crossed from, oh Lord, my God, I acknowledge your name. Bless me, O Lord. Holy Ghost, you owe me something. You owe me something. Praise the Lord. On my prayer request, there were 5 things. Number 1, I want to marry. I wanted to marry. Number 2, I wanted a new car. Number 3, this house, I was not interested in. I wanted a big house. All of them have been done. Praise the Lord. Listen. Are we against it? No. But that koresobati la zatrando kososhtepora dilaka. Zuremande kosishtepora dilekeskebunda saya. You know, the angels, you know, there are times the way Christians are, the angels will ask, where have you been? What we've been trying to show you, you can't even see it. And even the angels, they ask, so, okay, try and see. Madam, try and see. In fact, we will use special effects in this vision. You can't see it. Can't you see you are bigger? Can't you see what is on your head? Can't you see that God has marked you to shape the culture of your generation? Can't you see that God has raised you to be a savior that will bring answers, solution, that will demonstrate his power, his beauty, his excellencies? The Bible says you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation, called to show forth the praises. We are called to display something. Called to show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You should look at yourself in the mirror and be able to say, kai, kai, kai. God lives in this girl. God lives in this guy. God's hand is upon this man standing before this mirror. And you are saying it smiling because for real, you know. You are not your experiences. You are not your mistakes. You are not the fears. You are who God says you are. The seed of Abraham. Who was Abraham? You see, even from Genesis 1, I'm beginning to enter into the message now. Even from Genesis 1, 28, when the Bible says from 27, it says, now let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, right? Amen. Let him have dominion over the work of our hands, right? That's 27. We got to 28. The Bible says, and God made man in his own image after his likeness. And God blessed them. That's 28 now. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. And have dominion. God defined the jurisdiction, the domain for the dominion of man, even from this place. Are you here? He announced to them who they were and whose they were. Are you aware of that? That statement showed them clearly that they were God's vice regents on the earth. Fast forward to Genesis 14, verse 19. You see, we are the seed of Abraham. Adam fell and all that, and God set in motion his plan for redemption. And then you get to Genesis 14. And Abraham was returning from the slaughter of the king. And then he met this one. You know, I was trying to show you on, was it on Tuesday, right? Thank you. Glory to God. You know, Abraham defeated four kings. Who defeated five kings? How many kings are those? Nine. A tenth king appeared. And that tenth king took the tithe. It's not even hard to see. People are still arguing. People are just arguing. If we're supposed to do it, it'd have been the New Testament. Hold on. Are you aware there are many things we have to do that are not in the New Testament? The New Testament is not the totality of God's counsel to us. It's a guide. For example, in the New Testament, there is no description of how you should raise your children. None. There's no description of how you should raise your children. It's not there. Does it mean you should not raise your children? No, talk to me now. And I debunk that funny talk. Christ is our eternal talk. I mean, eternal tight. And I told you the same way, Christ is our eternal prayer. The Bible says, him, all of God's promises are yea and amen. The prayer has been prayed. Don't pray again. But scripturally, Christ is our eternal prayer. Are you aware of that? It's our eternal prayer. That means in Christ, God has answered all our prayers. True or false? True. But does it stop you from praying? Why? Every of those revelations has application. That's what you should look for. Not being too woke for God to help. You know, if you come too woke, and God cannot help you. Even us cannot help you. So God distributes inheritance with giants in them. You can imagine. When you read the book of Joshua, you'll be amazed. When God said, give this portion to this person, give this portion to this person, they were sharing places that had giants in them, that had people in them. That's remarkable. Distributing places. Okay, you from the coast of this place to this place is yours. So it's ours. You go and take. To sit down and think by your dreams, God's vision for your life is going to come to pass by itself is the waste of time. Even in the New Testament, Paul told Timothy, he said, there are words of prophecy, words have come that have made you the Lord over this territory. I have increased your voice. You are breaking into an exclusive circle. I have strengthened your hand to take and to be. Words have come. The propelling power of the Spirit is moving us forward despite opposition. Words have come. He said, what are you going to do with those words? You war. You war. He said, this charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went on before thee, that all by them mightest war a good warfare. Ah! Prophecies are tools for warfare. They are tools for warfare. This year, we're going to put up a fight. What do you want out of the year? In what way do you want to take a city? Take the city. And I don't mean Jaws. Whatever the city means to you. Rise with the sound of a warrior. Rise with the voice of a warrior. Oh, you see, a warrior's fight is with confused sound, with garment dipped in blood. We used to use that scripture to pray many years ago. Shagabarato sepa. City takers are warriors. You put up a fight. He's not complaining. He's not gisting it away. He's not looking for who will help you. Do you feel tight where you are? Fight. Oh, go, jump to Joshua chapter 19. Very quickly. Give me Joshua chapter 19, verse 47. Joshua 19, 47. You know, that scripture blessed me last year like nothing else. Japataka. One of the scriptures that blessed me last year. Put it up. Joshua chapter, what did I say? Chapter 19, verse 47. Put it up. Hey, Shabalotesa, what do you do? Lika, he said, the cost of the children of Dan became too little for them. Therefore, the children of Dan went up to fight. Stop there. Went up to fight. Of course, against Leshem. Went up to fight. I don't like the way my finances are going. Fight. My income is too small for me. Fight. I don't understand the way my marriage is going. You are speaking English. Fight. My health, my body. What do you do? Fight. You feel closed in. Fight. When your cost is too small, the scriptural accredited response is a fight. This church is sleeping tonight. When you feel your cost is too small, your business cost, your ministry cost, your financial cost, your marital cost, you feel pressure, you feel hemmed in, you feel restricted. Respond. Fight. Fight. You are acting too carnal and you are supposed to be a minister. What do you do? Fight. 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 Depressed today, well tomorrow. Depressed the after tomorrow. Fight. Confused today, confused tomorrow. Complain. Fight. He said the cause of the children of Dan became too little for them. Therefore, they went out to fight the children of Leshem. Are you here tonight? They took it. They smote them with the edge of the sword. They possessed it and dwelt inside and changed the name to Dan, the name of their father. There's an inheritance with your name on it. Somebody is rising with the warrior spirit. In the name of Jesus. Your mother has been falling sick. Sick today, sick tomorrow. Your family, nothing serious is happening. The entire family is under siege. And you are just in fight. That should be your response to demonic restrictions. Demonic embargoes. Shabato, sepalita. Shepa. You can't keep us here. No devil can keep us here. Shabatola kapa. Repa, I'm a warrior. You can't keep church here. Shabatola polatoskepaya. Oh, there are shiftings in 2021. I said there are shiftings in 2021. There are financial shiftings for you. Shiftings in the power of God. Shiftings in golden opportunities. Shiftings in your family. In the name of Jesus. Shapatos. Fight. No, do you feel your cost is too little? What do you do? Fight. Fight. When you have conquered it, name it. Give it your father's name. Oh, Rebekosa. But that relaxed Christianity. Things are not going well. Say maybe it's God's way. You know, one of the ways you can know you are truly a fool in the realm of the spirit. Kai. I'm using strong words so that I can get your attention. Is when, because things are not okay, say maybe it's the will of God. You have lost your mind. You have truly lost your mind. You don't define God's will by what happens and what doesn't happen. You find out His will in the Bible and in your prayer closet. Once you have ascertained His will, fight. Fight. What do you mean, Tom? If it's not happening, maybe God wants it to be like that. It's like losing your mind. If God tells you to let go, it's fine. But don't judge it. Maybe no. Fight. Your monthly income is 200,000. It's not enough. You are complaining. That's not the response. The response is fight. Carry your sword and go and fight. Fight. Our native weapon is prayer. Shekepa, add that with fasting. Likapon da sushta. In the copa. Likapososhotila copata. Fight! Some other times the Spirit of God will give you strategies. I don't have time for us to go through them. He'll give you other strategies. He'll tell you to sow a seed. He'll tell you to praise. They are weapons. Once they are consistent through the word, they are weapons. They are weapons. They are weapons. Fight. Fight. And you see, when the Spirit of God is giving you strategy, sometimes you require, if all the time, you require you to take off your shoes. What did the angel tell Joshua in Joshua chapter 5? He said, take off your shoes. What's your shoe? Your shoe is your way of doing things. The way you have known things to be done. The way you thought it should be done. Those are your shoes. When God is giving you a new strategy for the war, you take off your shoes. That means you forget how you know it should be done before. What is the now strategy of the Spirit? You thought you knew how to run a home, and God is speaking differently. Drop your shoes. You thought you knew how to make money, but it's not working anyway. Drop your shoes. Drop your shoes. Take off your shoes and receive the strategy of the Spirit. For Joshua, the strategy said, walk around Jericho 7 days. On the seventh day, walk 7 times. Then give a shout. Give a shout. And through that shout, the wall will sink. And guess what? Through the shout, the wall of Jericho sank. We always win. We have already won. We are appropriating our victory. Is somebody here tonight? Put up a fight. Put up a fight. And spiritual warfare is not some goofy, non-classy, foolish, religious stuff. No. Somebody say, to use cutlass. They say they are using cutlass to cut off the head of the devil. Bring your cutlass to church. I cut you off. That is not what we are talking about. That ain't the war. That not the war. The Bible gave us weapons. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not man-made. No, they are not carnal. But they are mighty through God. So it's not about bringing broom and say sweep away every bring dagger, Satan, I dagger you, those stupid things. Lack of doctrinal soundness. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down reasonings. I mean, it's a realm of thoughts, imaginations, words, and knowledge. They are there. That means your weapons are along this line. Shakapata kapatosala. Speak in tongues where you are. Speak in tongues where you are. Put on Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Amplified Bible. Meko sabada letosa. Lika prosa.
Manta la bando sushta pora. Shala kapronda sushta. Enta la da prosa. Shala da kapronda sushta. Lika pra. Speak in tongues where you are. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Rebecca sushta. Your cash flow is too little. Fight. Satan is putting pressure on you. Fight. Look at this. He says, and from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assaults. And violent men seize it how? By force. By force. Even Jesus fought the good fight of faith. The Bible says, who in the days of his flesh, in the days of the, your father prayer and supplication with strong cries, he lack up a strong cries in that he had to be heard. Strong cries, he prayed until his capillaries busted, he was sweating blood. Pora kapata. That is the same one talking. The violent men take it by force as a precious price. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with the most ardent zeal. That's where I'm going. An intense exertion. When we see your eyes, we should know you are in war. You understand? When you are praying and we see your eye, especially when you want to take territories, you want to man cities. Suba kepreko patosa. You want to man. I think it's Pastor Iadebo that talks about the prayer room he goes to pray. When he wants to do serious prayer, that is concrete. There is no rock. It's concrete. He pulls his shirt. You know those old Akbara prayers? CAC. Shagabala. Shako preko pato selekaba. It's not because God will hear you on the rock ground. He's disciplining his body. Posture for dominion. You understand? They are tongues of victory. When you are speaking tongues of victory, you back. You back. It's not libro, 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 sule, sule, sule. No! You back! Didn't you read in your Bible that Anna prayed that kind of prayer? She wanted a change. When the priest came, he said, you are drunk. You are drunk. That means she prayed until she was acting like a drunk person. How do drunk people behave? Are they normal? No! Have you prayed until they thought you were drunk? You still have your posture. You are not ready to take territory. A warrior's posture. A warrior's sound. A warrior's disposition. You don't take no for an answer. You don't take no. So much oppression in your house and you are watching series into the night. No. You can watch series but later. You will lock yourself to fight. Are you here? You will hear the leading, the voice of the Spirit. You will listen for the instructions of the Spirit to fight. Sometimes it will lead you to so dangerous seats. That is warfare too. It's warfare. It's warfare. La capato seli kepro. Ente kepro kepa. Ah, it's warfare too. You know, there was a time when one small place like that, and I had one under. One Sunday, I was angry. I was dissatisfied and angry. I was a young man in my 20s. I was dissatisfied and angry. And as I was praying with anger, I heard the Lord telling me, there is a tool for breaking out in this level. Oh, I knew. I knew God was talking about my car. That was the weapon for breaking out of that littleness. Oh, and I did. Zapata, the rest is history. Are you here? Korebuko pososhoto. Kai, fight. 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 The cause of the children of Dan was too little. Therefore, they went out to fight the sons of Lesher. Lift your hands to whatever. Just lift your hands to whatever. Ha, I wish I could follow you this night. Say there's no morning session tomorrow. Lift your hands to towards heaven. Speak in tongues. I'm about to release upon you the warrior spirit. I couldn't really teach tonight, but it's fine. What is it before you that you must take this year? Let the first thing, let the vision be clear. What must you do this year? What must you take? What must you conquer? Clarity of vision. What must you take this year? As you are praying in tongues, let the picture be clear. What must you take? What must you conquer this year? In tabaco sepeto salabranda tapataya. Shelete kapronda sushtepa. Shaka prakopatosa. Honta leta pronda sushta. Shelete kapronda sushtepa. Liso vrapana sekata. What is it in your family? Because the Lord is touching families tonight. What is it about your family that must change this year? What must change in your life? What are you ready to take? Eya kapato seleke prekabosa. Shepetula koprende sishtepa. Sholiga prana sushtepura. Inta la pronda sushta. Shevedo prekopatosa. Efra kapeton selina. Lika pronda sushta. Seledom grasushtepa. Lita kapatonsta. Shepetula tokapronda sushta. Ruse prana kora sebata. Ontale prasashtana. Liso ste pronda liga, losa prakora, losa ste pronda sista, shaki prakos, liga prota, shaliga prota, laso ste prota, malakom praktiska pana, shepetola, rekopatom sesta, liga pronda sista pronda kiros, leso ste pora liga, rekapetosi la konda, yaro bananana, holade. Eyaro patela te pata. Shapelata re patela taya re bitaya re tatelata re palata. Alato. Oh, city takers, city takers, pray tonight. Pray. What must you take this year? Let your soul engulf that territory. Cast your spirit over that city, whether figurative city or literal territory. Shapato, sila papaya, elato paparatus, shapatola, rapala, shapala. Rekopa, repala, epala, epata, shapela, epalitaya, repeta, epalita, erapa, etapa, etepa, epara, eparadas. Makapa, Epalato, Rabesika, Rapataya, Rapapa, Rapela, Rasilata, Epalitaya, Etabera, Epabira, Etubaras. It's time. Lord, it's time. It's time for the harvest. of the nations. It's time. Ekabaratosa. Marakomba latosa. Oh, it's time to see your glory like we've never seen before. Sobali kapala. Lesushteponda kibalahai. Roki baton skepa. Pentelebunda. Likaponda sapa. Shepetolaba. Likaponda tepata. Lika prekopatola tepata. Rekopatola kopato. Surabatala tonda. Eruskapa. Erusemataya. En shokotola. Rekopatonda. Lisa Stepana. Roska padala. Lucy Stepa. Rokapana. Rotelina. Robetina. Robetulatena. Rekopatona. Shepetolama. Rekopatona. Repetona. Rekopatola. Rekopata. Eya. Ema. Pela. Ta. Patala. Rekoi. Sha. Pata. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, hey, hey, I'm here to see you, Shapakola, I'm here to hear from you, hey, Emmanuel, Shapela, hey, Emmanuel, oh, I'm here to see you, oh, Sematia, I'm here to hear from you. Epa pe papa, ela copa colaba. You made the way. In the sea, you are the Lord. Shapatola palafaya, and there is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. Hey, you made the way. Shapalata in the sea. You are the Lord, Shaka Papa Pita Teta, and there is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord, Eya Kay Papara. I worship you, Eya Most High. You are the Lord, Shepatola Kopata. You are the Lord, Eya Pela Most High. You are the Lord. Seko parati lako patosa. You are the Lord. Eya le matala kokabostai. You are the Lord. Pray your heart out tonight. You made the way. Eya bella in the sea. Eya the cast. You are the Lord. Oh, shatata. There is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. Hey, Allah, Panama. I worship you. Hey, Most High. You are the Lord. Hey, Kapatola, Kopata. Hey, Rabatolaba. I worship you. Most High. You are the Lord. Shepru, Bapu. Luva, Pana, Kopatela. Hey, Shapala. Rakas Shepua Epa, I break into the new Bao Perazim, the Lord of the breaks, the Lord of the breaks has broken upon me, has broken upon me, the Lord of the breaks has received on my behalf. Oh, I break limits, I break boundaries. I break limits. I break boundaries. By my God, I run to a trip. By His help, I leap over walls. By my God, I run to a trip. By His help, I leap over walls. Shaka patas. Hey.
No, it cannot be business as usual. No! 2021 cannot be business as usual. No! I rise with the spirit of a warrior. I rise with the sound of war. I rise with the voice of victory. I rise with the utterance of the mighty. Everything is changed. Everything is changed. Oh, there is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. El Elyon, Shapatola Kapata. You are God Most High. Roba Belata. You are Jesus Christ. Aye. El Elyon, Israel. El Elyon, Maya, Maya. You are God Most High. Elasoma, Elava. You are Jesus Christ. El Elyon, Israel. Kelako barata sata. Kontale brenusu. Meko bradigasa. Kontalida koprasaha. Leto siste pronda sista. Like peto sela kaprandusa. Kontale da pronda. Jeleda kapronda sista. Jeleda kapronda sista. Ruka peto si kapai. Yeko peto sabalanda. Ropa sebata. Oh. Makapata kapata. Konta barato sepata. Erebeton skepata. Melo kapato seste pruna. There's a lady here. The Lord is healing you of an abdominal pain. The Lord is healing you right now. You are healed. In the name of Jesus, I command that breast long to dematerialize. As I'm talking, that growth is dissolving. Melt! In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. That genotype is torn to A. That genotype is torn to A. That genotype is torn to A. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lift your hands. If you are not kneeling down, if you are lying down, kneeling down, it's okay. You can stay there. But if you are sitting, stand. Lift your hands. Jesus. Jesus. He's changed. In the name of Jesus. I command that sugar diabetes. I don't know whose mother has been suffering from diabetes. Legal, I take authority over that sugar diabetes, over that devil of sugar diabetes. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command the blood sugar to be normal. I command her system to be normal. In the name of Jesus, I command every organ responsible to become normal. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, that hanging money has dropped. I said that hanging money has dropped. That hanging money has dropped. In the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare. In fact, this is why I told you to raise your hand. Raise your hand. The anointing for financial dominion. The anointing to take financial cities. Who wants it? Lift your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I stretch my hands over these hundreds of people and maybe thousands on ground online. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, part of what you put on my head
is to prosper the church. I stretch my hands over them. Please, Kappa, not just financial freedom. I bring you into dominion over mammon. I bring you into dominion over money. In the name of Jesus, this year, the gates of the wealth of the nations are open to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, go and conquer money. Go and conquer the millions. Go and conquer the tens of millions. Go and conquer the hundreds of millions. Go and conquer the billions. In the name of Jesus, I decree upon you, this year money has become easy to control. Money has become easy to make. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and through your hands, God is building his fourth temple. Through your hand, God is raising his body. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. What an atmosphere tonight. Father, we love and honor you. Pastor God, we got there. Don't see the Lord. He says, I'm doing a quick walk. I'm cutting it short in righteousness. Time is compressed. Time is shorting for the manifestations of the things that are due. In the name of Jesus. I mean, in every area, time is shorting for speedy manifestations of the things that are due. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Murabaka pasasata. Quintina, don't see the Lord. Double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. You say, I have visited you, and it is double for your trouble. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We give you praise.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.